News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, more than 1,800 teaching posts were left vacant this year, while many schools in the Greater Dublin area are already struggling to fill positions for September. This is according to a review of teacher payrolls in the Department of Education. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Michael Gillespie, General Secretary of the TUI. Michael, I presume you aren't surprised. You must be hearing this on the ground.
No, not surprised. I mean, we've been hearing this for the last number of years. Might be slightly different now. I suppose some of the figures are being covered up by the fact that some schools are just having far larger classes than they should. Subjects have been dropped from schools, so there's less of a subject choice. So I don't think even those figures fully reflect the effect it's having in certain schools.
Okay.
There are certain subjects we can't get teachers in, and that means those subjects may be dropped or there's less choice for certain students.
Yeah, and that would be understandable in terms of schools. Yeah. Adaptation to deal with this, that would make sense. However, what it does find is that 2/3 of these vacant posts are actually at primary level. So that wouldn't be the issue here, people covering up with you know, doing different courses or dropping subjects.
Yeah, so I'm just dealing with post-primary. We represent post-primary teachers.
Okay.
So I'd be far more familiar with what's happening in post-primary. And being honest with you, it is subject-specific in post-primary. That's where we're seeing the greatest.
That 1,800, though, that figure that has been released is both primary and post-primary.
Yeah, two-thirds primary, one-third post-primary.
Yeah, which was why I mentioned it. Obviously, the Greater Dublin area is struggling, and particularly in deprived areas. DESH schools are struggling in particular. Is it time, in your view, to look at the idea of a Dublin waiting for teachers?
Is the Dublin waiting going to make any difference? Where does Dublin end? I mean, we have people commuting over 100 kilometres into Dublin, and they're finding it hard to keep cars going. So I think that's a very simplistic...
Do you? Because it's interesting you say that, because it is within the Greater Dublin area that the greatest shortage is there. I mean, we can see that. And it's also within those DESH schools, those deprived areas. It strikes me always when we have this conversation that there is an issue. It is Dublin-centric. And every time we say it to unions, they go, oh, but where is it? It's because you don't necessarily want there to be a waiting for teachers within Dublin and a different rate of pay for teachers outside Dublin, because that's not popular.
Well, how do you manage it? Where does Dublin end?
I think you just define Dublin, the schools within
Dublin.
Within Dublin.
And so is it where you work or where you live?
It would be where you work, quite clearly.
Okay, so where you work. So everybody, depending on, would get that grade.
Yes.
I think that's going to be very... Yeah, if you do that quite simply, it may not work. It may...
Why?
Let's take a look at a country where they tried that. London. Didn't work in London.
How do you mean didn't work? So, didn't work in London. It's been in London for decades.
Yeah, the waiting didn't work for teaching. What worked in teaching for teachers in London was housing. They solved the problem by giving teachers preferential housing.
Is that what you're looking for?
Well, that would be something that we could look for, is in terms of getting accommodation for teachers, affordable accommodation in Dublin. That's the problem. I don't think a waiting is going to create any more accommodation.
It's interesting you say that, because people talk about there being a housing crisis and a cost of living crisis, and Dublin being the worst affected. So it's hard to argue that. One of the issues that we often get...
Sorry, Ciara, it's not just Dublin, though. We're seeing this in our figures in Cork, Galway, Limerick.
The point is, Michael, that's like a thin end of a wedge argument. If the worst of it is in Dublin, then should we not address that?
But it's not the worst of it. It's actually quite similar across the country. That's what our figures would be saying. And we've been researching this since 2013. We have built up survey after survey after survey. We're even starting to see it now in small areas, because a lot of people who can remote work from Dublin are taking up the accommodation there. So we're seeing it across the board. If you're just viewing it as an accommodation issue, but it's far more than that. We've a problem. We've a lot of teachers abroad.
You've a lot of teachers on career breaks too. Is that part of this?
Yeah, I'm listening to the career break argument for a long, long time. We have to try and bring teachers home.
Would you maybe address it rather than just listen to it?
Okay, if we get rid of career breaks, all that'll happen is young teachers will resign. It makes the problem worse.
So they'll leave their careers. Do you think that's likely? That doesn't strike me as...
They've trained for three and four years.
They'll just give it up.
Yeah, they're resigning. Why are they resigning? Because they know there's plenty of jobs when they want to come back home. We're seeing it all the time. If school refuses a career break, they resign. that's what's happening. Like, we're on the ground. We're hearing this day after day after day, Kira.
Okay. Look, we will leave it there this morning. It's a very interesting debate, and obviously something needs to be done because these figures speak for themselves. Over 1,800 teaching posts vacant. But thank you for joining us this morning. That is Michael Gillespie, their General Secretary of the team.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.